Okay, we are reading from Driver Dharma, Chapter 33, Madhurya Ras. I think it's, anyway, there's some subtitles which I don't have right now. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Mulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manogishtam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayevaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So just to bring it a little bit in context, as I think most of the people that are on have been following me for quite a while, and it's quite an accomplishment that we're up to chapter 33. And it's quite confidential subject matter. And confidential means that it's something that's not understood outside of the heart of the person who's subject is being expressed. Confidential means that there's a very specific frame of reference required to understand it that not the public does not have. And their confidential things are not expressed publicly because they will be misunderstood. And as I mentioned many times, it's more important to have the truth understood than just speak it. If you may speak the truth, it doesn't mean that people understand it. They don't have the frame of reference for it. So somehow or other, we've done the work of proceeding to this from the very, very beginning. But we must listen to it in a very, very humble mood, not projecting too much of our own misconceptions on it. And if something is not understood, then we just humbly accept I don't understand it. And in fact, that was the previous question that was asked, where it said that the bhav, parodha bhav, paramour mood, of the gopis of Vraja is very characteristic. But when does it not desirable indicate a desirable state? And that's when it's present mundane in the world, where the consciousness of someone who has another lover is the consciousness of a selfish person who neglects his duties and responsibilities for other, where the mood in the spiritual world is the mood of love, pure, unadulterated love, that the other is God, which ultimately is not another, which is ultimately our real eternal relationship. It's the real proper relationship, even though it has this form of some of the resonance of Vrindavan, the gopi girls, of being with the husband of another. But Krishna is the ultimate father of everyone. And it's pure, existential, intense love. but not easily understood from the frame of reference of someone in this world who processes the forms of conjugal love only through their own experience, with no frame of reference to the spiritual, the ultimately pure spiritual sense, where these forms are just the expression of the most intense selflessness, of someone selflessly and intensively wanting to please another. Vijay, please tell me, what are the excellent characteristics that are exhibited by the young gopis of Gokul due to their Krishna praying? Goswami, this is Gopal Guru Goswami, one of the great acharyas, that they're of God's authority to learn from him the higher and esoteric aspects of Krishna consciousness, which they have qualified for, probably not in this life, the novel makes it seem that way, but actually in many, many lives. Goswami, the cowherd damsels of Gokul accept Krishna only to be Nanda Maharaj's son, since he appears that way and nothing more. So their love, they don't see him only very intermittently. Does the realization that he's God rise in their consciousness? But even when it rises in their consciousness, it doesn't overseed the sense of their relationship with him, which is lover. They don't become mood of servants or mood of fans of God. It never covers that. It only enhances that, that my lover is God. But the God aspect just enhances the intimate aspect. It doesn't oversee the intimate aspect. The bhavas and characteristics that arise from this conviction are not subject matters for a bhakta's non-devotees who are addicted to logic. And they're rarely understood even by bhaktas. So even in the book, it's higher subjects, and it's one, you may not fully understand them. But hopefully we hear them in line with Prabhupada, we can at least understand that these forms of conjugal love in the spiritual world are just a product of the highest love. Just like Sri Radha herself is the most beautiful feminine form. But what is the impetus, what is the creation, what is the constitution of that form? It's love. It's Krishna praying. It's the essence of Shakti, of the Gladini Shakti, love of Godhead. And it manifests in that way. Sri Nandanandana is not lacking in Aishwarya Bhav, but it remains practically hidden, because Madhurya is always in the ascendant. For example, when the gopis were afflicted with feelings of separation from Krishna, he played a joke by hiding his two-armed form from them and manifesting a four-armed form. But they did not pay attention to it. Then as soon as he came before Sri Radhika Ji, the four-armed form disappeared and his two-armed form became manifest again. This is a result of Sri Radha's extremely confidential parakeya bhava. So Krishna manifests according to the love of the devotee. So it's very difficult for him to manifest his position as God, his Aishwarya, in the face of the intense, forceful love of the gopis, specifically Radhika, who see him as just their lover. Vijay, I have become so fortunate by hearing this, Prabhu. Now please describe the different types of Nayaka. Nayaka again means hero. So he says, how fortunate. And we're fortunate to hear this as long as we respect it and not engage it in our own egoistic desire either to be great or to justify sex life. Swami, there are three types of Nayakas, namely Swakya, Parakya, and Samanya. I've already described the transcendental rasa of the Swakya and Parakya Nayakas. So Swakya means marry, Parakya means not. Swakya, key means to do, you have relationship with your own. Parakya means you have a relationship with someone that's not your own. Not your own in terms of marriage. And so Krishna as a hero, he's married. That's Queen's of Dwarka, and Vrindavan, he's not married. And now I will explain the Samanya Nayaka. Pandits of mundane Alankar rhetoric have asserted that Samanya Nayakas are prostitutes. They are simply avaricious. They do not hate the Nayaka who has no good qualities, and they do not really love the virtuous Nayaka. They only love money. Consequently, their Shringaras is not actually Shringaras, but only a semblance. Nonetheless, the maidservant Kubja Bhattara is included in the category of Parakya as a Samanya Nayaka because of some qualification or bhav, even though her relationship with Krishna lacks Shringara Ras. Let me read that again. So this is about Kubja, who had relationships with Krishna. And even saying that, it almost makes it sound mundane, but it's not. And she's in the category of Parakya as this Samanya Nayaka. And it has something to do with her bhav, with her mood. So this is going to be described. Vijay, what is her qualification in bhav? Goswami, Kubja never had vrati for anyone as long as she was deformed. So Kubja was a hunchback. So when she was a hunchback, she didn't have any of these sentiments. But when she saw Krishna's beauty, the desire arose in her heart to anoint Krishna's limbs with sandalwood paste in the mood of beloved. For this reason, she can be called Parakya. Although her rati is inferior to that of the Mahishis, that's the wives, because unlike the queens of Dwarka, she showed little desire to make Krishna happy. She tugged at Krishna's upper garment and fervently seeks him to enjoy with her because of self-interest, or because the desire of her own pleasure was mixed with the bhav of a beloved. Rati is considered sadharani. So somehow or other, she tugged at Krishna's cloth, and it's an indication that she wants to enjoy selfishly somehow. Or at least that's the form or mood. So it's not equal to the Mahishis, the queens, who just wanted to serve Krishna. And same thing with the gopis. Vijay, in Chidras, that's transcendental ras, there is a distinction between Sukhiya and Parakya. If there are any more distinctions within these two, please be merciful and describe them. So now, in the transcendental ras, there's married and unmarried. And that was the distinction that was made. So now he wants to know, are there any more distinctions? And be merciful, describe them. Goswami. In the spiritual rasa, both kinds of Nayaka, both Swakya and Parakya, have three divisions. Mugdha, Madhya, and Togalba. Now this will become quite apparent that even though there's a relationship with Krishna in conjugal ras, there are more divisions. Some are submissive lovers, some are aggressive lovers. Some of the gopis are very mild, some of the gopis are very strong. Vijay, Prabhu, just now by your mercy, Chidras entered for a moment within my heart, and you appeared to me as a Vrajagopi. I have no idea what became of my illusory Purusha Bhav, male mood. Now I'm becoming increasingly eager to know about the various Bhavas of Vinayakas. Although I have attained Ramani Bhava, I do not know the appropriate activities of the Ramani, that's the Gopis. Thus, remembering your transcendental form and inquiring your lotus feet about the process of rendering Krishna Seva. Now tell me, who is the Mugdha Nayaka in this scenario? So this is like a very advanced thing. It describes like almost as in one life, but it's obvious over many, many lives. And somehow he's pure, he's selfless, he's surrendered, and he's achieved a very high degree of spiritual evolution in bhakti yoga. And then Vijay, somehow or other, and this also is not just a sudden thing. This would be something that would become clarified, just like you're focusing something. Or you're distant from something and you come closer, that same object becomes clearer. But here it seems to have almost immediately it happens. He all of a sudden, transcendental divine consciousness descends. It awakens his relationship with Krishna as a gopi and his Purusha Bhav, his sense of I am the controller, I am a man, the material false ego, somehow it's destroyed. And in that consciousness, he begins to see also what is the eternal position of his own guru. So he wants to know about Mugdha. Mugdha means very innocent girl. These are the symptoms of the bewildered and innocent Nayaka who has newly discovered her youthfulness, Navayovana. She desires union with Krishna, but in loving affairs she acts in a contradictory way, her friends control her. Although she is extremely shy in the intimate activities of sensual love, still, she tries her best to arrange for some bhog union with her lover in a covered way, hiding from the view of others. When the Nayaka commits an offense, she gazes at him with tearful eyes and neither responds with endearing words nor rebukes him. She does not even show jealous anger. So this is the concept of one type of gopi, who is not married with Krishna, but is very innocent and very, very shy. And she never fights with her lover. And even when Krishna may offend her, she never responds. And never even becomes jealous. What are the characteristics of a Madhya Nayaka? These are the symptoms of a Madhya. Her impulse for passionate love is very strong, but she's also shy. She is a fresh budding youth, Nova Yovana, and in her speech there is a touch of arrogance. She experiences union with Krishna until she becomes bewildered and faints. When she is in man, transcendental anger, she is sometimes soft and sometimes harsh. There are three categories of Madhyanayaka according to their behavior when man arises: Dira, Adira, and Dira, Dira. The Nayaka, who jokingly speaks crooked words with her beloved after he has offended her, is called Dira Madhya. The Nayaka who furiously rebukes her lover with harsh words is called Adira Madhya. The Nayaka who tearfully uses crooked words against her Priya Vallabha is called Dhiradhira Madhya. The supreme excellence of all rasa is evident only in the Madhya Nayaka because of the mixture of Mugda and Pagoda in her. So Mugda is the innocent, and Pagoda is the very aggressive heroine, and Madhya is in between. So they have all these different types of moods. This is very, very technical stuff. I'm not going to continue it so much longer. It's enough to digest. But at least get a perspective. This is basically from Ujjvala Nilamani, which really describes in detail the different types of gopis and moods in the spiritual world that enhance Krishna's flavor of enjoyment. Kindly describe the symptoms and nature of the Pagalbha, infinite Nayaka. The Pagalbha Nayaka is in full-blown youth, Purna Navayovana, not Navayovana. Navayovana means just maturing, and now fully mature. She is blinded by pride and extremely eager for union with Krishna. She is expert in fully expressing a variety of moods, and she is qualified to overwhelm her lover with prema ras. Her words and deeds are extremely profound and mature, and when her anger is aroused, her behavior is very harsh. Pagalbha Nayaka display three types of behavior at the time of anger: dira, adira, dira, dira. The dira Pagalbha, so these are the three divisions of the different types of heroin, of the three types of heroines. There's some who jokes after she's offended. There's someone who rebukes after they're offended. And there's someone that speaks very crooked and challenging words. Anyway, it's just a technicality. So the dira, Pagalbha, becomes apathetic and amorous pastimes, or else she treats her beloved with extreme respect, carefully while hiding her real mood. The adira, Pagalbha, becomes harsh, threatens and scolds her lover, and punishes him with loud abuse. The dira dira Pagalbha has virtues like that of the dira dira Madhya Nayaka. Madhya and Pagalbha Nayakas are both divided into two further categories named Jeshta Senior, Jeshta, and Kanishta Junior. Thus, there are Jeshta Madhya and Kanishta Madhya, and Jeshta Pagalbha and Kanishta. The distinction between Jeshta and Kanishta depends entirely on the degree of the Nayaka's love for her lover. And I'll finish this. How many types of Nayakas are there? There are 15 types of heroines. There's only one type of Kanya, unmarried, because they're only Mugda. The other Nayakas are classified as Mugda, Madhya, and Pagalbha, and these, the Madhya and Pagalbha, both subdivided into three further categories: Dira, Dira, Adira. This means there are seven types of Swakya Nayaka, and also seven types of Pakya. So all together, there are 15 types of Nayakas. Okay, the thing is also, someone who's helping me didn't show up, so I kind of... very tight schedule. I got a trip around yesterday. I had the fortune of lecturing to 75 Russians from all around the world. Very professional people. And then taking him to the gardens of Braj to my friend, the gardener, who fed 75 people rotis and dal. So it was quite astounding. Today, this is actually 170 of these people. I'll take the other group in the same way. And then tomorrow I should have a day in the morning to get some of my work and writing and things finished. And then on the 18th, I'll go to Govardhan and go to the Govardhan retreat, hear lectures by Bhurijan and Satchinandana Swami. The 19th, 170 Russians will come to Govardhan and I will give them the introductory talk on Govardhan Parikram. And then the 20th, the Chinese group come, and I'll go to Vrindavan to be with the Chinese group. And then the next day I'll go back out to Govardhan and take them someplace. So it's quite a schedule, but it doesn't look like I'll have to leave Vrindavan until the end of December. So I'm just so much looking forward, I have to say, to spending, you know, 5 weeks in Vrindavan. Can anybody like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Gail.
Thank you, Gail.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you all.
Do you want one question?
Well, you said that Nayaka means heroine, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that word, I don't know if it has a different connotation in mundane life, but...
Heroin, yeah, I mean, look, heroin means just that the protagonist of Radha Krishna Leela is the hero, Krishna, and his lovers, and the heroine. That's, you know, that's the way I can translate it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sense I got.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyone else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Vrajaraghu.
Boy, New Jersey is the most Rasika state. All the Rasika bhaktas are in New Jersey. Okay, anybody else like to say hello? Okay, then I'm going to end for today. I got a lot of things I have to do. All right, well, why don't you go through this? Give me some